I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen. She gives advice to fashion designer rookies, and she's sitting on some hot information about Tanya's man and cookies. It's Woo! Watch What Happens Live with Candy Burris and Elaine Welteroff now. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, live in the Bravo Clubhouse. Still rattled after all of the snake drama on tonight's Atlanta. So rattled I can't speak, and I'm totally sober. My first guest says, don't check for me unless you got a check for me. From the Housewives of Atlanta, say hi to Candy Burris. Hey, Candy. She got a you love that tagline at first. My next guest rose to fame through her writing and as editor-in-chief of Teen Vogue. She is currently reading looks as a judge on Project Runway. Please welcome Elaine Welteroth. Hey, Elaine. Great to see you. Elaine, how are you feeling about Candy's boots?
I'm living for them.
So,
we called each other and said, yes. Let's wear the same color.
Yeah, I know. You
both. That's your new girl group realness right here.
Yeah, I know. Well, yes. Candy's all about girl group realness.
We just need our third. You didn't get the memo.
I know. Yeah, I know. I'll change into my pink dress after. Tonight's bartenders are featured in a project you'll definitely want to get your paws on. It is Derek, Paolo, and Dawson from the 2020 Bullies and Biceps calendar. They brought along three puppies for adoption, Ida, Ella, and Emmanuel. Where are these available for adoption? Do you guys know?
New York Bully Crew.
New York Bully Crew. Yep. Excellent. Aww. Very cute. Wow, I don't know what to look at over there. I want to get started between Nini and Yovana. There were so many boob slips in tonight's episode. Did you guys notice that?
I said it was a whole lot of titties on tonight's
There really was.
And I was like, and Nini didn't even care. She just was like,
I know.
Yeah, but they looked good, though. They're sitting.
Yes, they are sitting.
You got to give her that.
Yes. Yeah, if I was Nini, I'd be like...
But this is what I was saying. If her and Kenya really did get to fight, it would have been titties everywhere. Did you see how Kenya had that one dress with just a little strap around it?
Yes.
Her boobs would have went everywhere. Nene's boobs would have went everywhere. I'm glad they broke it up.
Yes. Elaine, the Critics' Choice Awards were tonight. I just want to get your thoughts on a few looks that stood out for you. Zendaya in Tom Ford. Love it?
I can't deal.
You
it
can't
is
deal.
So good. She's our third member of our group.
Yes, exactly.
We accepted her.
Okay,
yes.
Here is Billy Porter and Hogan McLaughlin.
He's just a king. I mean, he looks amazing. The color's great on his skin.
Does he always have the butterflies?
The butterflies, you know what? I'm weirdly feeling the butterflies. I think only Billy Porter could pull off some Mariah Carey 90s butterflies.
I love him, but somebody say he looked like Princess and the Frog.
That's funny. Let's go to Kate Beckinsale. In Julian McDonald. Like it?
I don't love it.
You don't love
She's beautiful.
Right.
I think that there's a little bit too much going on. It's hard to know what to focus on.
Lucy Hale in Mew Mew.
Love the color, don't love that bow.
How about Alison Brie in Brandon Maxwell?
Well, now I know why that dress wasn't available for me tonight.
Oh, that's so funny.
Because I shouldn't try to
really?
Call that in.
I love that color,
Love that
too.
Dress, love
All
the
right,
color.
Thank you very much, Elaine. Your questions for Candy and Elaine are coming in, but before we get to those, here's what three things I'm obsessed with tonight. First, on Atlanta, the ladies tried to get Yovana to admit that she recorded Cynthia bad-mouthing NeNe, but if Yovana's the snake, she was not biting. Watch.
It's been already revealed who recorded Cynthia.
From what we are being told, it's you. Why are you involved in this whole Snakegate situation?
I don't know. You guys put me into it.
Did you record me?
I just said it five times.
She don't even like me. She thought it was me.
You act like you know whatever.
Way. 8 years. You talking about your
girl,
friend.
Girl, whatever.
You know, right, I love you, sis. I
yeah,
love
whatever,
you, sis.
And I love you, too.
Stop it!
Oh, my.
Let's get the troll,
okay,
Nene, please.
Yes, yes. Candy, is there audio to answer your question?
There is audio.
So
okay.
Who is it,
Nene? But you know what? I'm not a snitch.
Is Yovana the snake?
Is Yovana the one with information? Yes.
All right, go to WWHL.TV.
So did she start being a snitch in her interview?
Did what?
She said she wasn't a snitch, but she snitched in her interview. I said, did she start being a snitch in the interview?
Who, NeNe?
Yeah.
Go to WWHL.TV to answer our poll question. Do you think Yovana really has a recording, yes or no? You're saying NeNe just snitched on Yovana?
In the interview clip, I'm saying, you know, because she's with us, she said, I'm not a snitch. And then they cut away to her saying, is Yovana the... Yes.
Right. Oh, that's so funny. Right.
Yes, Yovana. No.
So,
we never got any real answers, Andy.
Everybody, well, the viewers did. NeNe said, yes, it's Yovana. But
right,
do you think she has a recording? Because the audience thinks, yes, she does.
Well, I felt like there had to have been a recording. I didn't feel like NeNe would make that up, but it was like really blowing me when she was saying, oh, it's not a recording, it's audio. You know, it's audio versus recording, and did this whole explanation.
I don't know what that means.
Of audio. I'm like, would you just get to it? And would you just say right here while Yovana is sitting here,
right,
say, yes, Yovana did
right.
it. But it was like this whole big circle being talked around us, and we were all getting frustrated.
Well, here's what. Once the snake accusation was let loose, all hell broke loose, too. Wow, watch.
The snake is your man. You need to be worried about your man.
You should shut the up so these people can talk. You're talking about it's my room.
I'm not shutting the up in my room.
You got all of us fighting over nothing.
I don't got y'all doing shit.
This is stupid.
All right. Stay on WWHL.TV for our next poll, which is whose side are you on, NeNe and Yovana or Kenya and Portia? Mm-hmm. Number one question coming in, Candy, was do you feel Kenya doesn't want Cynthia and NeNe to be friends again?
I don't think Kenya has anything to do with it.
You don't?
No. I mean, I feel like she doesn't feel that NeNe is a, you know, she doesn't care for NeNe, but I don't feel like she's trying to
be an obstructionist.
Yeah. How would she be trying to do that?
I don't know. People on Twitter tonight were pretty vocal about that.
I don't agree
right.
with them.
Okay, you guys are on Kenya and Portia's side. Second is if one double agent among the group wasn't stressful enough tonight, Kenya quadrupled the drama when she brought up another Tanya's husband. Watch this. Elaine, I want your thoughts on this.
If you suspect or have heard that someone's man in the group is cheating, would you want to know?
Like putting his penis inside of somebody else?
Yeah.
What if they said that the person hit on them and they exchanged numbers?
It just puts me in a really uncomfortable spot because I'm actually privy to this information.
And his husband. He kind of like was all over me.
If he ever cheated on you, or if you ever found out that he cheated on you, how would you feel?
I feel like we just don't have secrets like that at all.
No.
Okay. Like I would be really hurt.
I don't know where Miss King is going with this. If you play devil's advocate with your friends, that would be called messy, sweetie.
All right, here's what. Go to WWHL.TV. We want to know, how messy was Kenya being? Too messy or just messy enough? Elaine, what do you think?
That was shady.
Right.
If you're going to bring that up, you're going to bring that to the table, I think it's a valid question, but then you need to follow it up. If you have receipts, you need to show them. And I think there's a way to do it one-on-one in a way that doesn't embarrass her.
Well, here's the thing. She never said Tanya's name, ever. It could have been either one of us at the table. Like, actually, when she first brought it up, I mean, I think all of us was like,
right, everyone's
talking
right,
about.
Right.
Everyone's clutching their pearl. I was clutching my pearls at home.
She never actually said who she was talking about. But I think when you're getting to know somebody, you always have to kind of like have that question, like, would you want to know or would you not want to know? But it didn't necessarily mean she was going to bring it up, which she didn't. She never said it
The viewers thought it was too messy. The viewers thought it was too messy, 87%. Okay. Candy, Family First Forever, wants to know if you've spoken to Phaedra at all, and did Apollo come get his stuff from your house when he was released from jail? There have been photos of Todd and Apollo, I guess, out on the town since he's been back.
Oh, my gosh. First of all, I have no need in answering any Phaedra questions.
Okay.
Secondly, Todd has spoken to Apollo. I think they saw each other out one day.
Yeah.
And he only had those two motorbikes there. Everybody's trying to make it seem like he had all
the
stuff.
You had a garage full of stuff.
Yeah, and we didn't.
Okay.
It was
where are the motorbikes?
The feds took them when she sent them over there.
Ooh, not the feds taking the motorbikes.
They took them.
All right. Franny R. emailed Elaine. This is great. Beth R. wants to know, what was the most intimidating part of being the youngest ever editor-in-chief at Teen Vogue? You were 29, and you're the editor-in-chief, you're working for Anna Wintour. I mean, like, it's what? I mean...
Yeah, it was, you know, it was a crazy experience, but I was at Teen Vogue for 5 years before that happened.
Got it.
So by the time it happened, while it was surreal, I felt ready.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And I think the other thing people forget is, like, it was Teen Vogue, so we had a lot of young people around. I call myself Auntie E to the Gen Z's. I was, like, the oldest one in the room.
Tonight on Atlanta, Kenya implied that Tanya's man has a secret relationship, but next week, Tanya reveals a hair-raising secret about Kenya. Watch this. This is something.
I feel like Kenya was getting around to something. She first started talking about cheating.
I'm thinking, okay,
marriage.
She must be talking about me and Dennis, right?
If that is your definition of cheating, it doesn't apply to us.
One thing about Kenya, I'm sniffing around, she knows something.
Listen, I might have something on her. After y'all left, she sent me a text message. She was like, hey girl, I left something at the hotel. And I opened it up, it was a phone charger and a wig.
You are lying!
I have the wig here.
She does brag about her hair being all natural. Yeah. All natural underneath her wig.
Okay. Let's go to Anne from South Carolina. Hey, Anne, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. My question is for Candy.
Okay.
And I would like to ask her, does she ever think that Dennis and Portia are ever going to walk down the aisle together?
Dennis and Portia get married.
Oh, I mean, if they, you know, continue to go to counseling and work through their issues, I'm sure they will eventually.
Okay, let's go to Amy from Chicago for Elaine. Hey, Amy, what's up?
Why is everybody laughing?
Hey, Amy, what's up?
Hi, my question's for Elaine. I want to know, what are your thoughts on Sergio telling Cyndi Lauper that he didn't care about her critique?
Oof. Yeah, the contestants are really, they're clapping back at you guys. Tyler, too,
this
and Carly.
This is a sassy group.
Yes.
I will tell you, the drama, it has turned up. The tea is piping every episode. You know, I've read it a lot online, and I felt it in the moment. I mean, yeah, he's very confident.
Right,
perhaps
yes.
A bit overconfident for my taste. And I think that there is a fine line you need to walk when you're on a fashion competition show. You're there for critiques.
Right.
And I'm sorry, but Cyndi Lauper is an icon.
Yeah.
You need to show some respect.
There you go.
And I don't think he was very respectful.
All right, it's game time, everybody. Snake Gate turned Candy and all the other Atlanta ladies into amateur spies this season. It's a perfect time to bust out a game all about sussing out the truth behind suspect statements. It's time to play Bravowood Squares. Pick a square, listen to a statement, and agree or disagree. If you're right, you get the square. If you're wrong, your opponent does. First to get tic-tac-toe, three in a row, wins. Candy, you go first. Hey, stars.
Hi.
Hi, Andy.
Okay, Candy, pick a star.
Oh, gosh. Brittany and Jax.
Okay, Brittany and Jax, read a statement.
Portia Williams once thought there were...
265 days in a year.
Okay, is that true or false?
True.
That is true. You get the square. All right, audience, you're not playing. Okay, pick a star.
Can I pick Candy? No, I can't pick Candy. Okay, Portia.
Okay, Portia.
While giving herself a colonic, Shannon Bador got a piece of plastic stuck in her rear end.
Ooh. Is that true?
Ooh. Yes.
It is true. All right, you get the square. All right, Candy, pick a square.
Candace Dillard.
Okay, Candace.
When Frederick gets excited, he celebrates with a trademark twirl.
True?
True.
False. It is high kick. Yes. All right. Pick a square, Elaine.
Okay, let's do Dr. Jackie.
Okay, Dr. Jackie.
Simone wore a hat with real $100 bills on it to show that she keeps it 100.
All right, is it true or false?
I hope so. I'm gonna say true.
It's false. Paging Dr. Jackie, she's incorrect. Woo! All right, Candy.
Melissa Gorga.
Okay, Melissa.
My niece Melania released a song called I Don't Wanna Grow Up.
True or false?
True?
That is true. You get the square. All right, Elaine, you get the square.
All right, I gotta get
the one. No, not true?
Wait, it's wrong?
Oh, it's I can't wait to grow up. Sorry. Elaine gets the square. Sorry. Oh my God, that was a hard one. Okay, Elaine's all over this board. We might be here until.
You thought it was true.
I know I did. Elaine, pick a square.
All right, let's do Kelly Dodd.
Okay, Kelly Dodd.
While at a party, Heather Dubrow fell on her butt while ice skating.
True or false?
True.
No, it's false. It's roller skating. Okay, Candy, you can win this thing. Oh, no, you can't. Oh,
well, I can't, Tom.
Oh, wait.
I gotta get
Tom. Oh, yes, you can. Tom Schwartz. Okay.
Katie once told me my dick doesn't work.
True or false?
True.
That is true. You win the game. Candy, we're getting this question everywhere. Pink Lady Ebony wants to know, why do you seem to be riding so hard for Kenya when she was clearly being messy?
Well, you know, like I said, I mean, I guess it depends on your opinion. I feel like it doesn't matter what she does, people are going to say that Kenya's being messy. Now, mind you, she did bring it up. And yeah, we do make little jokes and bring stuff up, but she never said the girl's name, ever. She never said Paul's name. She never said their name, period. So to me, it's like, yeah, you could say she was trying to be like, get people talking. But if nobody else except for Cynthia and I really had an idea of what was going on, nobody would ever know what was happening. It wasn't until later when, well, never mind. Y'all gonna have to keep watching, honey.
Elaine, who do you think is the most fashionable on Atlanta besides Candy?
Oh, that's hard for me. I don't know. Kenya. I'd probably say Kenya.
Oh, Kenya has great style, but what about Marlo?
You know what? I just met Marlo this episode. All right, okay.
Elaine's new. It's time for my mazel of the day. It goes to an iconic anniversary that happened over the weekend. Of course, I'm talking about the 9-year anniversary of our drunkest guests ever on Watch What Happens Live, Jack A. Harry and Regina King.
Oh, my God.
Your catchphrase on 227 was?
Mary.
No, it was. It's all in the throat.
Lisa. Oh my God. You know what? Regina was not able to accept her Critics' Choice Award. She won tonight for The Watchmen. I assume because she's still battling a hangover from 9 years ago. Tonight's shackle goes to Diego, the sexy tortoise, the one tortoise credited with having enough sex to single-handedly save his entire species, which is native to Espanola in the Galapagos Islands. He's fathered an estimated 800 descendants since the 60s. The story gets the jackhole because it reminds me that this tortoise is getting more action than the rest of us. What the hell? I want to thank Candy, Elaine, Derek, Carlo, and Boston.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Say hello to a new era of mental health care. Cerebral is here to help you achieve your mental wellness goals with professional therapy and medication management support 100% online. You'll experience the all-new Cerebral way, an innovative approach to mental wellness designed around you. You'll get a personalized treatment plan from a therapist, prescriber, or both in a safe and judgment-free space. Your Cerebral therapist or prescriber will outline a customized plan with clear milestones along the way so you can get to feeling your best. With Cerebral, you're not alone in your mental health journey. We're here to empower you to live a fulfilling life. So take that first step towards a brighter future and sign up today at Cerebral.com/podcast and use code WONDERY to get 15% off your first month. Offer only valid on monthly plans. Other exclusions may apply. Offer ends July 31st, 2024. See site for details.
All right, we're back with Candy Burris from The Real Housewives of Atlanta. Elaine Rotroth from Project Runway. Behind the bar, it's Derek Paolo and Dawson from the Bullies and Biceps 2020 calendar. Is that you?
No, that one's not me. Oh. I'm doing it this year.
The puppies are adoptable from New York Bully Crew, and we have a question, actually, for the bartenders. Famous Chucky said, is the middle bartender single, and does he like to swirl his ice cream with vanilla?
Sure, yeah.
Sure, yeah. And are you single?
No.
No? Oh, he's not single.
No.
Oh, all right. All right, well, high highs and low lows. Tanya from Michigan. Hey, Tanya, what's your question?
Hi, my question is for Candy. Candy, I would like to know, how is the relationship between your mother and Todd now?
Well, let me say, since Blaze was born,
yep,
they've started back talking.
Good.
And they've been getting along great. Praise the Lord.
Right.
They're doing good. Let's keep this going.
Okay.
Hope this lasts.
Let's go to Melanie from Texas. Hey, Melanie, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. My question's for Elaine.
Okay.
What were your best and worst looks from the Golden Globes?
Ooh.
I know.
I'm like, a drink in.
I know.
Let's see. Remind me.
I'm trying to remember one. What did you think of J-Lo's dress? It got a lot of, it was very divisive. There was a big bow. People thought it looked like a Christmas present.
It did, and she's J-Lo, right? So it's like only J-Lo can pull that off and still look super regal.
Yep.
I'm trying to remember.
It's a hard question.
Do you remember?
No, who does? Let's go to Cindy from New Jersey. Hey, Cindy, what's your question?
Hi, this question's for Candy.
Okay.
I wanted to know, what advice did you give Cynthia for a prenup?
Oh, I didn't really give advice. I just, you know, when he had that triple date, we had the conversation about prenup, and I just basically said that I definitely feel that it's necessary.
Both of them actually seem like they want a prenup, so it doesn't seem like they need any advice.
Yeah.
Let's go to Thomas from Arkansas. Hey, Thomas, what's your question?
Hi, my question's for Elaine.
Okay.
I wanted to know what it was like working for Serena Williams during her internship at Ebony Magazine.
Aw. It was, that was my very first cover shoot and my very first shoot period in my whole career. And it was like a Cinderella career moment. She was incredibly kind, and the editor-in-chief actually listened to my measly, I was an intern at the time, and I suggested that she should be in a specific swimsuit. They listened to me, and then that swimsuit ended up on the cover.
Wow.
So it was like one of those like fateful moments.
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
Candy, Koina S. on our walkabout on Facebook wants to know, what do you think of the blogger B. Scott coming out telling everyone it was Nene who shared the card with him?
Well, you know, if you're going to call out a blogger like B. Scott, you should have known he was going to respond with the information. Well, I'm just glad he gave. At least we're not hanging like with Snakegate.
Right. LDC wants to know, Elaine, do you keep in touch with any of the contestants from last season of Project Runway?
You know, I do on Instagram.
Uh-huh.
We'll DM. Like Bishmi. Bishy's my boy.
Oh,
from Baltimore.
Yeah.
And Sebastian, who won. I've actually
how's worn he doing?
His pieces. He's doing great. He's actually doing his first show at New York Fashion Week.
Oh, great. Will you go?
I will. Yeah. I will go support him. Yeah. Absolutely. He's extremely talented.
He is very talented. Candy, Queen Diva 57, do you believe Nene's apology to Eva was sincere, or did she apologize to have an ally since she was not on everyone's good side at the time?
Well, I mean, I feel like Nene had a valid point at that time. I mean, basically, she was just like, why do we have to kind of go through all of this? Why can't we just move forward?
Right.
Which I agree with her on certain things. Now, with the Eva thing, I definitely felt like I understood where she was coming from. She was like, well, you're mad because I wore a mic.
And we're on a show.
And yes. You're mad at me for doing my job.
Right.
So, I just didn't feel like that was something to hold a grudge about.
Right.
Maybe you could be a little pissed in the moment, but at the end of the day, we're all here to do a job. Right. And if we want to say private things, sometimes we have to wait till the cameras leave.
There you go. You know. All right. I want to thank... by the way, I'm very excited about this season of Project Runway. Everybody's really loving it.
It is beautiful.
Yeah.
They're so talented this season.
You guys all are in a real groove.
Thank you.
You and Brandon and Carly and the whole group.
It's really cool.
I want to thank Candy and Elaine and the boys. For more, click around BravoTV.com. Good night, everybody. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Business can mean a lot of things. For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments, but business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company.
I need to create my own product that I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere, with venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk,
he took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift,
she is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
Your favorite coffee shop down the street to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
To deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.
Welcome to the small town of Chinook, where faith runs deep and secrets run deeper. In this new thriller, available exclusively on Wondery Plus, religion and crime collide when a gruesome murder rocks the isolated Montana community. Everyone is quick to point their fingers at a drug-addicted teenager, but local deputy Ruth Vogel isn't convinced. She suspects connections to a powerful religious group. Enter federal agent V.B. Loreau, who has been investigating a local church for possible criminal activity. The pair form an unlikely partnership to catch the killer, unearthing secrets that leave Ruth torn between her duty to the law, her religious convictions, and her very own family. But something more sinister than murder is afoot, and someone is watching Ruth. With an all-star cast led by Emmy nominee Sanaa Lathan and Star Wars Kelly Marie Tran, Chinook is available exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.